build up to something magnificent, the build up to something wonderful. We keep climbing, we keep striving, we keep moving. We don't let any grass grow under our feet. We on a journey here, it's highway of life. We got to keep rolling on, got to keep growing on. Full steam ahead, on this love, peace, and soul train. Come on, kings and queens, rise up, wake up. We on the come up. It was at one point in time in my life where I didn't think I had nothing to live for. 3 years ago. But God told me to grow. And here I am, fam. Now I have everything to live for. They naming babies after me in Africa, the motherland. The motherland, the paradise, beautiful paradise, Atlantis, the paradise beyond the sea, the voyage to Atlantis. It's up to me and you, you and me. We want change. Change begins with us. So we have everything to live for. The world. I don't claim depression, and I no longer allow depression to claim me. I don't claim any vice that can strip me, that can hold me down and keep me from being, growing, reaching, rising to my greatest potential. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. We growing. And I'm going to get there. God told me, how could you hurt something that belongs to me? You are mine. You belong to me. I put you there. No, you're not going nowhere. You're going to grow. And you're going to tell them also, it's time to wake up. See, ain't nobody coming back to save us. They leaving here. It's up to us to save us. We won't change. I'm telling you, we got to be the change. This is spirituality. This is not religion. Religion is all about money and control. And we are in control of us. We can't control no one else. You can tell somebody all day to shut up. But we can't control no one but ourselves. I just want you to meditate, elevate, and gravitate to greatness. Like as I look out among the beautiful blue sky, the clouds that sit up high, I look at the shapes of the clouds, see, the spirits. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, because they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. So as I look up at these clouds have given me so many different shapes, so many different messages. A lot of times they form the shape of hearts. A lot of times they say, I love you. It's a message from God. God loves you. Make sure you do too. Look in the mirror and say, I love you, because it starts with you. You want change around you? You got to be the change. Then there go change. There's a higher being, and we got to gravitate higher. When they go low, we go higher. We just keep striving higher and higher. Even if you have to disconnect them folks. Because sometimes you got to disconnect people around you. And you got to get up higher. You got to remove yourself from them. It came to a point where I had to just shut everything down. I had to shut the telephone down because I need to hear the wisdom. I need to know what I need to do to make it better for me. I want to be one with God because I am God's. I'm a child of God. I was a child of God before I became me. I am royalty. So are you. It's all in how you think about you. Do you realize that you are greater than what you have become? You are even greater. You are stronger. You have the potential to do anything you set your mind to. Because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to grow to lift the world. I'm going to keep on striving. I'm going to keep on reaching people. I'm going to keep on touching folks. It's working. My life means something. When I didn't think it did, it means something. People are looking at me. They may not even say anything. I didn't even know this woman was watching me. And she decided to name her baby after me. People will watch you and they won't even say nothing. And I knew this. But what I knew that I had to do was keep on pushing. Hallelujah. I had to keep on growing each and every day. And some days it seems like it's hard. Like you just held down. I can't do it today. But honey, you got to rise up. You got to come up. You got to break free of those chains that try to bind you and allow nothing to be over you. Free your mind and the rest will follow. That's all you got to do is free your mind and then you free yourself. See, the desire to leave it alone is stronger than the desire to pick it up again. You would think about, well, I want a cigarette, or I want a drink, or I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to call them up, knowing they ain't no good for you. But the desire to leave it alone is stronger. You got to break free. You got to realize it's time for change. Change begins with you. So you got to implement change. You got to bring in the change. You got to be about change because that's what grow is. Grow is change. And anything that grows, it has to change. Just like a seed. When it finishes, it's no longer a seed. When you began, you were a seed. And you were fertilized. And you began to expand. You began to grow. You grew so much you had to come out of your mother's womb. Because you had change. From Medicare. Turning 65. You had change. Wait a minute. Like, I had to hold it. Okay. I got to get where I don't have no commercials. But look, for real. It's all right. Because that's life, honey. That's what life is. That's what life does. Life interrupts us. But it don't stop nothing. You know, we got to keep on going. I'm just excited. I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm bringing in some music. But see, life happens. There go life. That was life. You know? Hey, wait a minute. But see, lose her. Because I'm growing. Lose her. I ain't quitting. I ain't stopping. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to keep breaking free. See, because I got some folks to reach. I got to tell you something. I got to tell you, I want you to rise up. I want you to come up each and every day. See, we're spiritual beings. Turn it down just a little bit. We're spiritual beings down here having a physical experience. You are a spiritual being. Just like God. God is a spirit. One you cannot see. But it's within you and me. See, there's a spirit within me. There's a spirit within you. It's an old spirit, an old soul. And we got to take that. We got to take that. We got to take it. And we got to grow. We got to go. We got to grow. We got to go. You got to move. Just like the seed that changes. You know, it's got to move. You know, you had to come out your mother's womb. You had to stop crawling. You had to start walking. You had to get up. You had to walk. You had to run. You got to rise. You got to grow. That's you. It's time for change. It's time to grow. It's time to come up. Life is not just this right here. It's not just working. It's life is not just your books and maps, electronics and apps. Life is the world. It's a whole world out there. It's people that come into this world and leave this world and don't ever get to see nothing. Never get to do anything because they don't use their mind. And a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's just terrible. I'm not going to waste mine. I did for a while. I was wasting it for years on people who didn't want nothing, who was trying to keep me from having anything. You know, I thank God for my children. I thank God for that. But my life was beyond that. It was beyond being a mother and a wife. That's why I'm not that. You know, I'm a mother, but my kids are grown. They're all grown. And they don't listen to me. You know, they'll hear me. And so I just stopped. I decided to stop talking to them. You know, I just please do right. Whatever you do, just do right. I'm not going to keep preaching to them, to my kids. You know, they grown. I'm going to tell them right from wrong because that's my job as a parent. I'm not going to co-sign if you're wrong. I'm not going to do it. You know, and so I shut down the negativity. I can't have it. I can't be around negativity, you know, because I'm on a positive journey, positive vibes only. And that's what I'm here to tell you, positive. I'm not going to get on here and be, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't. Oh, let's just listen to this because I don't know. Grow. Woe is not me. Grow is me. And I'm going to grow, honey. I'm not dying. I'm living. I'm growing. I'm alive. I'm born to be alive and I'm born to grow. And that's what we here to do. You know, life is going to happen like it just happened a few minutes ago. Life is going to happen. It's going to come up. Here comes something. But honey, what you do? Move that out the way. I ain't got time for you. I got to grow. See, I'm on something. Destination up ahead, greatness. That's just like when you're on this highway. When you're driving down the highway, you're riding down the highway, you're in the car. Whatever you in, but you ride down the highway, honey, and the highway is up ahead. But on the side of the highway, you got all these on ramps and off ramps. You can get off, go see this, get off, go and get distracted on your mission. Destination up ahead, greatness. I be on the highway all the time, but I can't always just pull off in this truck. I can't always do that. I gotta stay on course. Destination up ahead, greatness. And that's why I'm headed on this highway of life. I'm destined for greatness because that's what I speak over myself. And I speak it over you too. Destination up ahead, greatness. Keep growing. Keep rising. Keep coming up. Keep believing. Believe in yourself. Believe in you and what you can do. Yes, you can. Yes, you will. Yes, you are. Grow. You got to change. Because if you won't change, in order to grow, you got to change. You got to be different. You got to make some things different. That's what I had to do. I had to make some things different, honey. I had to change up some things. You know, old things have passed away. I'm not who I used to be. And some folks say, hey, I want you to be who you used to be. I want to talk to you. I want to meet up with you. I want us to go back. Now ain't nothing to go back to. You know, thank you, past. I'm greater than that now. I'm on the bigger and better thing. See, because God got something there for me. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever believe, did I ever even think that I would be doing what I'm doing today. As I was sitting there looking out the window at Courtney's house, that I ever think that I'm going to be on this highway of life driving these trucks. Did I ever think that I be traveling the world, did I ever think that somebody would name their baby after me? You know, all these incredible things that are happening to me. I'm on the cusp of making grow a nonprofit. We halfway there. We almost there. It's gonna be. I didn't know nothing about grow. I didn't know that this is what my life was going to be. See, because you just don't know. Because our plans are not God's plans. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. Don't you see? You got something so great within your potential, within your grasp. This day, opportunity. I love grow. I love it. And I cannot imagine myself doing anything else but grow. I'm going to tell you something. When I was with Brian, I was wrapped up around Brian. Just wrapped up all in whatever it was he wanted me to do. You know, just I had to keep up with the time. I couldn't miss no phone calls. I couldn't miss because he just monopolized all my time. Even when I was at work, you know. It's like a whole lifetime ago, the things I dealt with. Two drug addicts, you know, and trying to help them, trying to save them when they didn't even want to be saved. They made me think they did, but they didn't want to be saved. They didn't want no help. It was just nice to have me to ride along with, you know. My life is so different than the ghosts of my past. Because when I look back on it, I just cannot believe that I went through that. I went through some stuff that you just wouldn't even believe. 3 nervous breakdowns. Nearly lost my mind. Until one day I woke up and realized what was happening to me. What I was allowing to happen. And I snapped out of it. I've done things to myself and allowed things to happen to me that my own family don't even talk to me. Not because I did anything to them, but because of what I did to me. But the one who never left me, the one who had something incredible destined for me, is God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. Lord, thank you that you never left me. You never forsake me. I'm so thankful and grateful upon today, God, for all you have done. Honey, I can just give God all the praise. I can just sit here and praise the Lord all day. I'm doing so good. I'm doing so wonderful. I'm so happy. I have never, ever been this happy in my life. You hear me? I have never had this level of peace in my life, ever. Even as a child, I've never been this peaceful. I've never been this happy. To God be the glory for the whole growth story. So I'm here to tell you, if you want change, you gotta make change. You gotta be the change. You gotta implement change, and it's gotta start within. Just like a pebble going in, you're going to have the ripple effect. And you got to allow it to come out. You got to allow that change to come out so there can be about change. Whether it be in your workplace, whether it be in your marriage, whether it be in your children, or if it just be within you. You want change, you want peace. See, because this life is really about peace. This life is about love. This life is beautiful. Life is what you make it. Life is a creation of your mind. So go ahead and create something beautiful. I'm here to tell you what thus said the Lord. God said He loves you. God said He wants you to serve Him all day. See, we don't just do this on Sunday. We don't just do it on Wednesday. We don't just have a coming together on Tuesday. We do it each and every day. When is the seventh day, you ask? The Sabbath day is every day. Each and every day we serve the Lord. We don't give one day to evil. We serve God every day. See, evil been doing enough. Evil been doing so much, folks don't even believe in God no more. Well, ain't no God. It's just this evil we see. But see, God is within you and me. So we got to be the change. See, because what they don't know is what they will know. As we grow, greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. That means we're going to come up by using our mind. We're not going to use our fists. We're going to use love. See, we're going to use our hands to reach out and grab somebody and lift somebody up. Then we're going to use our arms. We're going to link up, lock up. We're going to rise up. Therefore, we're going to come up. Because when we lift someone, then we lift ourselves. Then we all rise. Amen and amen. It's time to be the change. Young man, young woman, boy and girl, all around the world. It's time, honey. It's time. We done. It's over. Evil done had his reign. See, but God said, my will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, how do we do that? I just want to do God's will. I just want to do God's will. God's will is to love, and it begins with us. So, let us love. Let us love and be the change. Life going to happen. Life is going to happen, but what you do, well, I don't do that no more. I don't act that way no more. See, they would have caught the old me, but it ain't. I'm not Jackie. I'm not who I used to be. I'm Jacqueline, and within my name is a queen. So, queen, I'ma act like a queen. I'ma talk like a queen. I'ma treat you like a queen. I'ma treat you like a king. I'ma treat you like how I want to be treated. So then you can treat me like how I want to be treated. You do the same thing for me that I'ma do for you. We don't talk like that no more. We talk respectfully. See, because when you cuss, people hear, that's all they hear is the cuss word. They be waiting on that cuss word. What are you going to call me, Nick? What are you going to say? They be waiting on that cuss word. But see, when you talk and you speak with authority, you speak like royalty, then they listen. People listen to you when you talk right. When you come at them correct, they're going to hear, oh, okay, I hear what you're saying, okay. But see, before they just heard that cuss word. So quit cussing. Stop cussing folks out. You know, stop talking like that. You don't need to talk like that to get your point across. As you can see, you know, I'm getting my point across. I'm already in 130 countries, so I'm getting my point across. I'm making it happen. Change, grow, greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Let me let you go. I love you. I love you. God bless you. You keep rising up. You keep coming up. And don't let nothing stop you. Don't even let you stop you. Because sometimes we can get in our own way. We can stop our own progress. Don't let that happen. Don't let you stop you from what you got to do. And that's grow. God bless you. I love you.